Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, Facebook Live running just a little late here. A few technical difficulties as we move into the live More Heart Than Talent this afternoon. Beautiful March 5th, Northern California. Actually, it's a little rainy in beautiful Northern California. Northern California is actually an oxymoron because I actually live in Central California, but it's not called Central California. Central California is between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Even though San Francisco is not clear up in the north, it's more in the middle. So I'm in the middle of California today in Stockton, California, live with you here. Great topic for today's call as I break out the powder blue Golden Mastermind logo today, or Golden Mastermind polo shirt today. The topic of today's call is being a committed finisher, not an addicted starter. I mean, this actually is an all-day seminar, not only a 20-minute Facebook Live, but I spend quality time. And when it comes to events and seminars, this Saturday I will be in Dulles, Virginia, not to be confused with Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. It's actually in Virginia. The Reagan Airport is in D.C., I believe. So I'm flying into Dulles and being hosted by Deborah Roeder for the event in Dulles Marriott, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. I have never spoken in that area, although I originally lived there in 1992. Next Saturday, March 16th, I'll be in Spartanburg, South Carolina with dear friend, longtime coaching client, and first-class businesswoman and multi-entrepreneur Bridget Bartley. Bridget will be hosting me in Spartanburg, South Carolina, the home of Marshall Tucker, one of my all-time favorite country rock bands from the 70s, 80s, and up into the 90s. And then on the 23rd, I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, followed by the 30th, I will be in one of my home cities. That would be Kansas City, Missouri. I'm about to put April 13th with Brittany Cara on the map in Los Angeles, California, and I will be, as I said, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Kansas City, Missouri. So we're going to move into the inspirational portion of today's call. Now, my call for today is on what is called open loops. An open loop is an unfinished circle. What many people do is they start a project. They get a neurochemical high from this project they start, but they don't finish it. Hence the term addicted starter, uncompleted finisher. This is what many people do. They're addicted to the high they get by starting a project, starting a new job, starting a new career, starting a new business, hiring a new coach, starting a new website. That's what many people do. They're very skilled at the art of the start, but very weak at the close, the finish. Now, I call closing finishing. When you make your bed in the morning, you have just finished the first task in the morning. If you exercise in the morning and you had a plan to exercise and you do it in a routine, then that's a method, that's a system, that's a detail. And addicted starters typically aren't detail conscious. They operate off the high of the start. They operate off the shiny object of the new situation. And newness breeds a lot of energy for people, and it creates a lot of excitement. Now, a committed finisher doesn't operate in excitement. A committed finisher is a lot more methodical, systematic, organized, detailed, and has more of a flat line emotionally. It means their lows are high and their highs are low, and they live in an energy called inspiration. Inspiration is oftentimes not associated with excitement or motivated. You can be motivated all day long, and motivation also creates its own high, although motivation typically tends to burn out because the rust comes through the spray paint. And if that's you, you want to take a good look at why you do what you do. Now, here are the main bullet points of today's content, today's live. Great starters are typically chronic non-finishers. They're deep-seated commitment issues, commitment phobic. So this is why many people, they fear success, and then they also equally fear failure. And if that is you, if you fear failure, do you really fear failure or do you fear success? Or is that really about you have so much anxiety about being able to control tomorrow that you feel out of control today and then you avoid succeeding today because you're not sure if you can finish tomorrow? That's how an addict talks. An addict will avoid a commitment because they're not sure if they can commit tomorrow. And unfortunately, that encompasses a large percent of society. Point three on today's topics is open loops, unfinished projects. Point four is letting go, the evolution, the mechanism of change. Letting go is a whole separate topic of itself. 7 days a week, I am reading David Hawkins. Today I was on page 250 and 251 of Letting Go, specifically in the chapter Transformation on the subheading Wealth. And it has some really good content about anxieties, fears, and powers we give money, and then also how to separate feelings from events so that you can finish projects. Now, what happens to a lot of really good people, and I coach this, like 9 out of 10 people that I coach daily, I encounter this. They can't let go of the meaning they give to situations. Now, this really shows up in how you accumulate stuff. And if you're someone that has challenges letting go of clothes, books, items that have sentimental value to you, figurines, you have furniture, you can't get your car in the garage, you have so much stuff you don't know where to start, in the attic, in the upstairs, in the office, on top of your desk, in your cabinets, in your closets. I mean, these are open loops that people leave. They start and they can't finish. They start and they don't complete. They are so overwhelmed because they can't let go. And meaning that your brain requires a neurochemical high to start a new project. You go out and buy something else and then put it on top of the stack. That's what so many people do. They don't have a system of elimination. They don't have a system of recovery. They live in an emotionally addicted, overwhelmed state, requiring a new open loop to create the high over and over again. This is why people go to workshops, seminars, rallies, and conventions, because they love the feeling. And the feelings you get at those events are empowering, liberating. But here's what you want to ask yourself. What are you doing on Wednesday? What are you doing on Thursday, Friday? 1 week later, where are you? Are you at another seminar? Well, seminars are good. And events, rallies, conventions, like I said, in all vocations, they can be inspiring to you. But the action, the simple action required daily to create the compounded effect that will create the results. And results are what creates the finished project. Results come from closes, transactions, finishing a project, sending out the invoice, creating the money, asking for the commitment, asking for the bill. These are the situations that allow you to receive the efforts of your transmutation of energy. That would be your production. And when you begin to live in the solution, when you live in the result, when you live in this situation, your energy begins to shift. When you're in avoidance energy, you're going to find something else to start. It gives you the high. I had someone who recently looked at a dream condo. It was an absolutely dream place for my client. This is one of the best locations in her city. All the situations were right. But a lot of her language is, yeah, but, it doesn't have this, but you don't understand. I'll miss this. I'm not sure if I could ever let go of this, but what about my children's attachment to this? I mean, while she was having a breakthrough, while she created the very situation that she sought to attract, she started to find all the flaws in it so she could start over. She'll go out and look for another place 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 instead of finishing off the outcome that she started on. This is commonality. It's not normal, it's conditional. It's conditional based on behaviors. So if you're a committed finisher, that's outstanding. But if you're an addicted non-finisher, that's an effect. What is the cause that creates the effect of why you do not finish? Well, the most commonality would be you're not good enough. And you're not good enough, which is also effect, it's not a cause. And the reason you're not good enough are the events that shape your feelings. The mechanism of letting go, the let go process, I cover it in deep detail in this new book called The Breakthrough Factor. I'm receiving many compliments on the content of that book and the depth of how that book is assisting you to facilitate the let go process. Letting go is a skill, first of all, then it's a repetition and experience. It's like this. When letting go is letting go, when you are skilled at letting go, and letting go isn't, do I just breathe? I've been breathing all day. I've been learning your breathing techniques. People say this to me condescendingly. They're not grasping what I'm attempting to convey to them. There's Amy Gilbert. Hi, Emily Wilt. Hi, Emily. Look forward to coaching you. So there's many of you on the call that I'm either coaching now or in the process of coaching. And to facilitate your coaching, this will really assist you with me, is that you begin to understand, I am, you are aware, you're aware of what letting go means. And then you begin to live letting go. Letting go means that you don't give power to situations, people, and events that provoke an unresolved issue. An unresolved issue is a repressed issue or a suppressed issue. Suppressed means you make the same mistake over and over, and that way you can be disappointed knowing that you're making a mistake. The repressed issues are the unresolved anger that your body holds on to, that you don't understand, don't remember, don't know about. That's what you tell yourself. And this is what keeps you in a lot of unfinished open loops, because you know you're good enough, but you're not sure if you're good enough. So that keeps you in doubt. When you're in doubt, you won't finish products. As you move into faith, consciousness, knowing, understanding, awareness, and when you understand that belief has more than one version of it, but when you are in disbelief, not believing, but when you are in believable, when you live in belief, I am in belief, that means you're in a higher sense of certainty. And as you know, when you're in a no state, your energy elevates. It starts to be up the scale of transmutational energy. You move into 300 cycles a second, 400 cycles a second. Your energy starts to transmute a feeling of love, prosperity, but most importantly, knowing, understanding, and awareness. Now, when you're transmuting that you know, you're aware, you understand, you're competent, you're capable, you're lovable, your prospects, your teammates, your relatives, people in your influence feel it. And they will sometimes recognize you or de-edify you. Sometimes they will recognize you by saying, oh my God, it's so noticeable. What's happening to you? Oh, your energy is off the roof. Oh, I can feel you. I don't know what it is. So that you'll hear some of those comments. And you'll also occasionally encounter a few people who are threatened by your energy. And if they're threatened by your energy, it's going to be your responsibility, the ability to respond, to separate your feelings from the events so you don't personalize it. Now, once you personalize an event, you'll not finish projects. Once you start to give meaning to the words, or you give meaning to an event, and so that's what many people do, is they create a meaning out of an event, hold on to it, don't separate their feelings from the event, and then create the meaning. And the meaning goes, well, I'm always like this. I'm always overwhelmed. You have no idea what I've been through. I recently coached a man who was put in a mental institute when he was a child, as preposterous as it sounds, because he was told he had ADD. He witnessed the atrocities that you would witness when you're 8 years old. Now, this young man was an exceptional man, and he tends to sabotage himself. And I've been assisting him for the last 2 years, understanding the cause. He was misdiagnosed. So he was misdiagnosed with ADHD and some of these other situations. He's highly capable as a grown-up. However, he's in this process of discovery and recovery. We're starting to have a deeper understanding of why he does what he does. That's what's starting to change who and what, who and what he attracts. As you are no longer the mind-body connection of the events that shape the feelings, what you're doing is you're separating your feelings and you give new meaning to the event. When you can look at an event for what it was, you can understand it. You're in rigorous honesty. That did happen. That was a fact, but those facts no longer have to define me. Now, as you move into the refined, fine-tuned situation of consciousness, you're refining yourself. You're fine-tuning yourself. You'll find yourself reading content and then applying it. But what many people do is they listen to it. They don't read it. They listen to it, but they don't apply it. They hear it, but they have so much meaning at these events over here that they can't change the meaning so they can actually apply the content. And what happens to so many people is they read the book, they listen to the podcast, they listen to download, they see a speaker, they get coached, but the application is not put into full centrifugal energy where it's like this, where there's an undertow. Instead of it's like this, it's this reverse undertow where you go backwards and then you process, think, analyze, can't let go, and that way you can't call God junk. I mean, I coach my clients and they tell, oh, it's going to take me weeks, it's going to take me months, and, oh my God, I don't know where to start. Well, I'm a skilled organizer. I'm a skilled, methodical, systematic person. I throw everything away I possibly can now. And then I don't go, oh my God, it has value. I should take it to this. I should take it there. That's wasteful. That's hurtful. That's harmful. I'm guilty. I should get money for it. Oh my God, it is sentimental. This is what so many people, they get so freaking overwhelmed at all these open loops they keep that they can't clean the closet out, because if they clean the closet out, then they might have to clean the bedroom out. And if they clean the bedroom out, then they might have to dress the attic and then the garage, because then they're so overwhelmed that they have all these open loops. The reason, if you have open loops, number one, the addiction is being overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed to a set of feelings. That's the effect, not the cause. If you want to understand the cause on a much deeper meaning, well, I offer 20 minutes of free coaching, 20 minutes of free coaching, so you can have a better understanding of why you do what you do. Now, there's also a high probability that you'll say, oh my God, I can't afford it. Oh my God, I'm not sure if I can handle it. Oh my God, I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. I'm gonna have to talk to someone else. I'm gonna get someone else's approval. I'm gonna have to do this when the money comes in. See, this is what so many people do. They live in an open loop. It's all out in the future. Now, here's how you start to close the loop. If you see something you know is going to be of value to you and you don't have the money, create it, invent it. I mean, put it into energy. Have a commitment date, when it will show up. I mean, this is all in Hawkins' book that I was reading this morning on wealth. It was so empowering that I was highlighting it. And I've read it. I've read this in multiple books about how they build it and it will come. Well, that's from the movie Field of Dreams in my home state of Iowa. And I know where that is. But the power, the energy, and the power is non-physical. It's an emotional power like this. It's consciousness. That's the power. That begins to happen as you move into a higher state of belief, i.e. consciousness, love, self-esteem. And yes, it all sounds spiritual. It all sounds like recovery, and it is. But there's also the science of it. Once you can put the spirituality and science together, now the energy starts to compound. Once you start to understand and then apply what you know, and then the action is in the application, what you know, and the action, now the centrifugal energy begins to come to place. And as you begin to complete situations, so if you prospect today, if you're selling today, if you're showing properties today, if you're creating leads today, even if you don't get a tangible result to compensate you, you don't want to criticize yourself for your effort. Once you start criticizing yourself, you'll have open loops. Because you're not closing down the day. You're in a critical behavior. You're not looking at the whole process. You're not looking at what you accomplished. You focus on what you don't accomplish. What you don't accomplish keeps open loops. What you do accomplish, what you finish, is what closes the loop so you can start over, so you can do it over again. It's going to be challenging for you to have a good day tomorrow if your day today is very average. But if your day today is exceptional, that means your mindset, your behavior, your actions. These are the situations that precede the result. Without these situations, everything else will be lost because you'll never get around to it. You'll never engage because of the meaning you give a past event that you project into the future. This is why so many people have open loops, is because it's so big. I don't know where to start. So the mechanism of letting go, first of all, is a breath. It's a longer breath cycle. The words that come out of your mouth, you monitor the words that you speak. But when you keep saying what I need to do, 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 when there's no commitment in need, when I'm committed, what I commit to achieving, I commit today too. When you commit, your body leans into it. Need's a very weak word. I'd like to, I'd try, I hope. These are all words that have no energy, no power. Words are law. And words do not return void. As you understand that key component, you will move into a much more elevated emotional state called consciousness. And so when you move into commitment consciousness, now you're letting go of the people you're in conflict with, and you're also letting go of commitment phobia. If you live in a non-committed state and your communication style is guess, kinda, sorta, I don't know. These are the four statements. So these are not even words. Kind and sort is not even a word. It's words run together that have no meaning. And if you're a storyteller, you won't answer the questions. This is another situation. Many people don't answer a question because they don't hear it. They're ahead of the conversation, already anxious about making a mistake, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing. And if you have challenges with this, then that's another open loop that you begin to close. You separate your feelings from the events. You commit today to not be critical. You move into a higher level of energy called consciousness. I understand. I know. I'm aware. You can go the whole day without saying I don't know. You go the whole day without saying yes. You go one whole day without criticizing yourself. Words do not return void. Someone asked me what that means. It means that what a man speaks is what a man attracts. What a woman speaks is what a woman attracts. When you speak lack, when you're in flaw finding, when you go, I'm not sure, I don't know why I do this, when you keep wondering, when you're in a wonderment state of wondering why you do what you do, then it's going to be challenging for you to break a conditioned behavior. The more you understand why you do what you do, the more you centralize, localize, put focus and energy into the let go and release process, then you'll step into a higher level of consciousness, the longer breath cycle, monitoring your word choices, practicing forgiveness and being grateful. Now, even though you've heard that however many times, the context of forgiveness is a let go process. It means that you do not give power to someone else. You do not give power to events. You can acknowledge the events. You acknowledge the situation. You accept it. Acceptance is a major component of the breakthrough process. You accept where you are. You accept it and you own it. If you have $100,000 of debt, you accept it without criticizing yourself or blaming someone. You accept it. Then you have a plan to release yourself from that debt. If you're carrying excess weight, accept it. Understand that it's there because of whatever it is. It's there because you hold on to feelings. It's there because you stuff feelings. It's there because you repress feelings. It's there because you're a chronic stuffer. And that's what you accept. And in that acceptance stage is where you move into a place called honesty. Because honesty starts to bring you forward in energy. Denial is what holds you back. Denial is what keeps you in an open loop process. Honesty, when you admit some of your shortcomings, when you admit your challenges, that word is called courage. You're stepping into a higher level of courage. You're moving from desire to courage. Desire is a want. Courage is the beginning of a commitment. Courage is an energy that resides below commitment. So you have the courage to commit. You move on up into a calibrated energetic state that starts to gravitationally pulls you into consciousness, where consciousness is the understanding, it's the awareness, it's the knowing, it's the trusting. And it's in that state that you change who and what you attract. And as you begin to separate your feelings from the events, that's letting go. And then you're not the mind-body connection to the events. That's what changes your health. As you let go of repressed anger and feelings of unworthiness and move in and let go of rejection and abandonment, and as you start to live in a much healthier state called love, and you start to live in inspiration and you find reasons that are bigger than your problems. If your problem's bigger than your reason, then you'll avoid. You'll keep a lot of open loops. The affirmation for that is, I am a committed finisher. Now that I'm grown up, I'm able to finish the projects I start on a timely basis. I mean, the power of affirmation is the spoken word. The more that you can speak into existence, realistic reality that you can create in short blocks of time, have a daily method that you operate in, and a one-day game plan. A one-day game plan is the component to a 90-day game plan, because a one-day game plan is what you do daily. And the more you understand why you do what you do, then you can separate your feelings from the events. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Once again, I will be in the East Coast this weekend, and I will be at the Dulles Airport on the Virginia side of Washington, D.C. I actually lived in Reston, Virginia. Seems like 100 years ago. It was actually 25 years ago. I will be back in that area. That event is from 9 until 3 Saturday. That is my first speaking engagement in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area for about 10 years. I speak in Baltimore occasionally, but I will actually be in that area this coming weekend. So I look forward to connecting with those of you on the East Coast, the West Coast, central part of the United States. I'm very inspired. I'm going to be speaking in St. Louis, Missouri very soon this spring, St. Louis, Kansas City, two of my all-time favorite cities because I'm from that area. So looking forward to that. Thank you very much for being on the call today, and you have a great day.